out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting you right in the ear holes from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. if you're listening to us out on the Eastern Coast live, a little bit after 5 if we're tickling your brain out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and then downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. I agree. If, however, whenever, wherever you're receiving us on this Faithless Friday edition.
Fuck you!
Of Crab Diving. We appreciate the, swimming fuck out of it.
That's right, Pat.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Friday.
I said your name before you said your name.
Oh my God, you blew the secret. You blew the reveal.
I blew it.
Thoughtless little pig, okay?
I know. We're all pigs.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And I just, by the way, follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
I just switched our Twitter to night mode. Now it looks like this. Let me show you. The background is dark.
Oh, well, there you go.
That sucks. Fuck, do I get it back? God damn it, Mark Zuckerberg!
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Lovely day here in the panhandle of Floridia. Already had our regular dump of rain today. Although, you know, again,
it's not bad at all.
How far? Yeah.
Oh, yes.
How far away from some hurricanes do we have to be?
Total shitdom.
To not sound like assholes when we talk about that kind of stuff.
I have some relatives that just got their power back. Can you imagine?
Yeah, we have a friend of the show, Heather, down there who took a while to get hers back, too.
That's fucking
several
crazy.
Several days.
Yeah. God damn it. I wonder what the Caribbean's like right now. Shitty.
Not great. They... reports that I've seen from St. John's, from St. Martin, from the British Virgin Islands that, I mean, just utter devastation. And they're cut off there. It's like they don't have the resources to right away go into rebuilding the infrastructure. They don't have concrete. It
right.
gets shipped to them. They don't have all the wood
they're probably out of fucking drywall.
Yeah,
you know,
everything.
And then who can put it up? I mean, you know, how many fucking contractors do you have in the Caribbean?
Let alone food.
Yeah.
And water. And,
aren't people starving?
Bloomberg went down there, like took a ship down there full of water and full
Holy
of food
shit.
And stuff like that. And
good for you, Bloomy.
All kind, you know, so whatever reputable relief program you can find out
yes.
there.
Yes.
And you have the means to do so.
That's right.
Help out our brethren and sisterin and otherin.
We're all, hey, I don't give a fuck what color you are on this planet or whatever stupid sky god you worship. We're all fucking humans, aren't we?
Unless you're a Mexican.
That's right. Quit being a rapist.
Yeah, right.
Maybe if you'd stop being a rapist, things wouldn't be so bad for you.
Yeah. Today is the first day of the rest of your life to not be a rapist.
all kinds of shit going on, you know, World War III and stuff, oh, yes. And terrorist attacks in London on the tube and stuff. But then Trump fucks that up. Trump makes it about him and then says something stupid on the Twitter to the point where Theresa May had to go on and say, oh, well, it's never helpful when someone says something when they don't quite have all the facts.
I remember being curious to what Barack Hussein Obama would say about shit that went on in the world, but I was never nervous about what he said he would say.
Right.
And it's not like you're nervous with Trump anymore. You just know it's just going to be weird.
Maddow last night interviewed Hillary Rodham Clinton, and boy, that was rough.
Benghazi!
It was really, really rough to by far on the Twitter, most of the comments I could see were, wow, let's play. In 15 seconds of her talking about Korea, the situation, I was like, wow, I wish she was in charge and not this moron who's
dude.
Like, it's very bad. It's a very bad situation.
Well, listen, he wanted to scale down the State Department.
Right.
Make it more fucking efficient. I mean, don't we want to have a big, robust State Department? Wouldn't it be a good thing to maybe expand diplomacy?
Don't ask me.
Because isn't that the State Department diplomacy, right? I mean, that's their thing.
Yeah.
We should want shit. Sure. We should want lots of that.
Well, like Madam Secretary said, maybe people who speak their language.
That's depressing.
That'd be a really good idea.
I heard her say that. That made me want to jump out of a building, you know?
Like, sorry.
That's
I have
all right.
a cold. Coughing.
It's a storm, man. It's stirring up, you know, a bunch of spores
it
and
is.
Shit,
it
you know?
Flung all that AIDS at
Ugh,
us from
stop it.
Down there.
Why does God work in such mysteriously crappy ways?
Because of all the rimming.
Oh, by the way, it's Faithless Friday.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody. let's see what's going on in the headlines before we get to the magic spreadsheet of crab diving
yes.
with all the fun shit in
Ooh.
It. There's in order to be fair and balanced. Oh, you know what? I found this. I'm going to see which clip this is. It says Phil Robertson. I wonder
oh,
if this
God.
Is the.
I forgot about that.
The
dickhead.
Atheist one. Or if this is the,
oh, I like
if
that
you get
one.
Them before the hair does.
Now that's a woman.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. It's gross.
They got to where they're getting hard to find. Mainly because these boys are waiting till they get to be about 20 years old before they marry them.
Creepy.
Look, you wait till they get to be 20 years old, the only picking that's going to take place is your pocket. When about 15 or 16, they'll pick you up.
There you go.
I mean,
marry them
like,
girls around your 15 or 16, they'll pick your dicks.
If you wait until they're the ripe old age of 20, 20?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
20 whole years old. And they're already spoiled. They're
right.
picking your pocket. God, what a disgusting, gross human being. What? Young girl would be forced to marry Phil Robertson. God, I'm a big fancy celebrity.
Right.
Isn't he full of shit? I mean, that's not really who he is. We found out that all the duck dicks, they're actually, you know, quite posh.
Well, yeah.
And refined.
Google them and look up what they looked like in the 80s and the 90s. They were just rich Southern people.
I mean, weren't they kind of douchebags?
Polo shirts and golfing and shit. Yeah, that's kind of an image.
They were hipsters.
You got a Kraken.
Yeah, this is an act. And you guys.
Oh, sorry.
Ooh, and you guys are following it.
For these mainstream media
falling
characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the crab diving bunker.
Deep!
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, September the 15th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
I like to eat. I like to have children. I'm a human, and I'm coming. I'm animated. I'm alive.
That one, I could just play that on a loop all day. And imagine. It just never stop making me laugh.
His kids are like, oh no, daddy's mad again. They didn't build the wall. Yeah. They're like, oh yeah.
Oh no. And he's like, I'm not, daddy's not really mad. Daddy's selling penis pills.
I'm crushing up daddy's Xanax and I'm mainlining them through my asshole.
Over at the commie pinko liberal.
It beat.
Huff Post.
Eat my dick.
The headline for this Friday, the 15th. Don't forget, tweet us during the show at Crab Diving if you like. CRABDIVING. And you can also sling us a message over to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving. All the fun happens there on Facebook.
Tell your friends about our social media.
Yeah. Spread that shit. Just yummy. Like Russian bots. The over at the Huff Post, there's a picture of, well, it looks like a it's Donald J. Trump looking rather vexed.
Yes. What's wrong?
He looks like he's got his turd smelling face on.
Yes.
And it says after Seaville.
Right.
I'm assuming they mean Charlottesville because right. They've only got so much space apparently up in that headline.
We can't spell it all out.
After Charlottesville, he still needs the facts. After London, terrorist attack.
Doesn't he see how this looks weird? I don't get it. No, I get it. I understand.
This is Paige Lavender. Oh. Quite a name for that journalist.
I love that.
Paige Lavender says, Trump, the headlines, Trump again proves his claim about waiting for, quote, facts after Charlottesville was garbage.
Right. God, that's funny.
He has quickly issued strong statements on other violent incidents, but didn't want to make a quick statement on Charlottesville.
That is so fucking shitty. It's obvious racism. I mean, the guy's racist.
Sorry. Yeah, you know, just hours after this horrible bomb exploded in the tube station over in West London.
Hello. Jolly good.
Said it was about a half hour from Heathrow, so I've probably
God,
was
that's
on
horrible.
That tube.
Is it near where that fucking Hugh, what's his face movie, Hugh Grant movie was shot?
Notting Hill? I don't think
Hill?
So, no.
Not in the middle of a rom-com?
No. Yeah.
Okay. Note it down.
Well, no, not a half hour.
We're not certain.
he was really quick to attack. He tweeted out, another attack in London by loser terrorists.
Losers.
These are sick and demented people who were in the sights of Scotland Yard. Must be proactive. Now, that's the thing is, no, the British did not say these people were in their sights.
Yes.
They said they were looking into it, trying to find the perpetrator or whatever. Ooh. There was no hint. If he has more info than we do,
right,
then he just blew the British wad.
Yeah, hello.
On it. And if
I got a British wad in the chamber.
Or he's lying.
Don't make me blow it. He's lying. He's probably lying.
He's lying.
Why would they give him any intelligence they didn't fucking have to? Right? Or they told him and he just fucking said it. We don't know.
5:42 a.m.
Well,
little tiny fingers flying.
Motherfucker, he is president. I mean, he probably gets up at 5.
Loser terrorists must be dealt with in a much tougher manner. The internet is their main recruitment tool, which must be cut off and used better.
Oh, my God.
That's chilling. Stay away from our internet, you fucking...
yeah, dickhead.
Mussolini.
I mean, Mussolini. That's really strange that he would say that. I mean, God damn it. He's recruiting people through the internet. All that fucked up shit he right? says about ISIS.
Then he said, the travel ban into the United States should be far larger, tougher, and more specific. But stupidly, that would not be politically correct.
Okay. All right. Well, let.
So apparently discrimination,
yes.
Ryan, is PC.
Ooh.
It's being PC. You and your discrimination.
Claims. How do you make something larger, but at the same time, more specific?
You rub it? Oh.
He says he wants it larger, but more
yes.
specific.
Don't ask
me. But those two things are in opposition,
right.
aren't they?
Trump works in mysterious ways.
God, Schittler, it's as if you don't know what the fuck you're talking about ever. Ever. What is it? You think if you're a terrorist, if somebody calls you a loser, you're like, oh, man, that hurt.
Oh, I'm sure Al-Qaeda is all loser. Pissy. They're out responding in tweets.
You're telling somebody that wants to kill a shit ton of people, blow them up or, you know, shoot them to death, that you're a loser.
Right. Well,
what does that mean to that person? That's insane. You loser. I'm a loser.
A police spokesperson in the UK said that Trump's comments about Scotland Yard were pure speculation and unhelpful.
Oh, really?
That's rather unhelpful.
Jolly good.
I do say.
Right.
I love it.
British Prime Minister Theresa May said, I never think it's helpful for anybody to speculate on what is an ongoing investigation.
Richard!
the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan.
That's what he sounds like, though. She sounds like Theresa May, probably.
All he said was,
Donald!
I'm not going to go there.
I'm not going there, baby.
They asked him, what do you think about Trump? I'm not going to go there.
He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Trump is an idiot.
Yes.
Not this.
Not the mayor of London.
I love the mayor of London. He banned Trump, right? He's not allowed.
Yeah,
in.
I think he kind of did, sort of. Yeah.
Damn, Donald. You're banned from England.
Or they discussed it in Parliament, right?
Think about it like this. Donald Trump is banned from the UK, but I bet you anything, the Insane Clown Posse has dates this year performing in the
maybe.
UK. Our president can't go to the UK, but ICP
can.
That's insane.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
Remember when the mayor of Paris said that? She was standing next to the mayor of London, who was laughing.
Chris Matthews said, would you ever nuke France? And he says, I don't want to take anything off the table.
Yeah, what about Europe?
Oh, yeah, Europe.
Nothing's off the table.
Nothing's off the table!
You'd nuke Europe?
Have you been to Europe, you fuck? It's Europe! You're going to destroy Europe? I mean, any place. Fuck it. I sound like an asshole. Any fucking place. I don't give a shit.
So, there you go. Donald J. Once again.
Nothing's off the table.
Instantly leaping on the terrorist attack thing.
Yeah. I mean, did it freak you the fuck out that, some autoplay things going. Pat just flipped off his computer.
Fucking autoplay video.
I tell you what, I wanted to beat the shit out of my fucking gateway with both fists this morning. And I'm like, I don't know how to crawl under my desk and beat this tower. I'm going to beat you.
No pun.
Fuck.
No pun intended.
And I'm talking about a computer. So it's fine.
I fucking hate when you click on something and then the fucking video comes on whether I want it to or not. Maybe I'm trying to be discreet. Maybe I'm at the workplace and I don't need your shit just fucking all of a sudden coming on. And I even set this fucking thing so that it wouldn't automatically play shit and it still automatically plays shit. Why the fuck is that? Then I put these ad blocker things on here and it fucks up my whole flow on here. Good Lord, I am trying to have, I was out full of sparkles, rainbows, and deliciousness, and then this thing has to go on and piss me out. So
right.
Let me push back down the inner hell no that jumped up and tried to snatch away all my sparkles, rainbows, and deliciousness and Dolly Parton feelings, and continue on with this.
Classic clip from the Hollywood Hick.
Listen, if there's anybody from the MMA listening to Crab Diving on iTunes and Stitcher, crabdiving.com, please get in touch with us because, goddamn, Brent, the Hollywood Hick, should be an announcer for the MMA, don't you think?
For the MMA.
Right.
Grind it, pound it, pound that motherfucker.
We were at a bar with the Hollywood Hick watching.
It was on telly, and Ryan said, do you like MMA?
Fuck yeah, he
and
does.
Brent spun around and said, I love it. Are you kidding me? Pound and ground, motherfucker.
Ground and pound.
Ground and pound.
Either
pound
probably,
or ground.
Probably works. Who could like that shit? It's so violent. It's just blood everywhere.
Well, there's something
disgusting.
About it. I don't like.
You like that?
Well, when I'm not watching boxing, yeah. I'm like, I don't. I shouldn't be watching boxing. But then I watch boxing, and I'm like, well, this is really
don't
good
watch
and
that.
Exciting.
Make it. Let's make a commitment.
It's our monkey brains,
right? Let's make a commitment to Sky God today that we will not
worthless
watch
commitment.
No more boxing. I'm not going to watch any more boxing. It's dangerous. Fuck that shit. They're going to get hurt. It's bad for your head. So's football. No more football.
Oh, well, maybe. I get too pissed off watching football, so I'll be okay with not watching football.
Just kidding.
The headline over to the Drudge Report.
Fuck you, boy.
Says May blasts Trump.
Ooh, yes.
And leads to the Sun.
Squirter.co.uk. Hello.
PM hits back. Theresa May scolds unhelpful Donald Trump after he claimed tube bomber was known to Scotland Yard.
You. That's insane.
Theresa May has scolded unhelpful Donald Trump for claiming the Parsons. Oh my God! There's titties over. God, this is the Sun. There's nudity.
We have terrorism we're dealing with. Naked. Put the yayas away.
Right here on the side.
Who is it?
Wild at heart, Lisa Appleton strips naked and shows off her new body as she goes for a woodland skinny dip.
God, they're pervs over there at the Sun. Jeez.
In a growing diplomatic row, the U.S. president hit back saying the U.K. and America had, quote, not been tough enough on terror.
Oh, God.
After the bomb attack in London that left 29 injured.
I'm a loser, I am.
Did you see it? It's like a Jim Baker bucket.
Oh, dear God. Okay. The soup comes in 6 gallons of this. It weighs almost 50 pounds.
Stay tuned. We do have a double feature of Jim Baker clips coming up for this famous Friday.
Shit, man. I forget how weird he looks, Jim Baker.
Jim Baker?
He's got that weird, like, Laura. His face is kind of tiny, but his beard seems big. And he's got a bald head, but hair on either side of his head. He looks like that character from Empire Strikes Back in Cloud City, Lobot. Remember him?
Oh, with the, yeah,
Lobot,
yeah,
with
sure.
The shit on the side of his head. He looks like that. He's just so white. He looks like he looks like an emaciated panda bear. He looks like a panda bear with a little skinny face.
So that's the headline over at the Drudge Report, is that Theresa May, the Prime Minister of Britannia, was flinging poo at our president, or retaliating for shitty, the shitty things that are moron in chief fucking tweeted.
God damn it. What is that character from Keeping Up Appearances? What was her name? Richard. Who says that?
Hyacinth Bouquet.
That's your last name? Hyacinth Bouquet.
Well, it's
Bouquet.
Bucket. That's the running joke. Every episode, it's like, I've got a delivery for Bucket.
It's Bouquet.
It's Bouquet.
Buy Keeping Up Appearances on Amazon, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Oh, yeah, it's actually really funny.
It's funny as fuck.
Or if you're too busy to fucking read.
Right.
Listen to a book. Yeah, if you...
If you voted for Trump and you can't muster the letters.
then you can go to crabdiving.com/audible and download some books. I just downloaded the brand spanking sparkly new...
Yes!
What Happened... from Hillary Rodham Clinton. So I'm going to listen to that shit.
Is it good? Did you figure it out? Have you listened to all of it?
I haven't listened to any of it.
How is she? Oh, so we don't know.
Well, I've heard excerpts, though, and I don't know. I might rather have one of the guys that reads one of the sci-fi novels that I enjoy.
I would have went with somebody like... Good. Oh, yeah. I would have went with, like, if I was Hillary, I would have went with a Diane Lane or a Meryl Streep. I would have got Meryl Streep all the way, baby.
Sure. Get Alex Jones to read it.
Fuck no. I'm serious. God, Alex Come on. Jones. He ain't going to laugh. That would be great.
He was stalking me. I didn't know if I should turn around and say, get away from me, you creep.
Can you imagine him reading? We got to, you know, he'll probably listen to excerpts from this book on his show. I mean, I'm sure.
Do you think
he'll have opinions about it or no?
I think probably, yeah.
Will he be sympathetic?
Listen to this.
Will he be sympathetic?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure he's going to change him.
Oh, yes.
He's decided he's going to vote Hill.
Yeah, you know what, Marianne? Jim Baker looks like a fucking trash panda. You're right. What is that? What is a trash?
it's a raccoon.
Oh, fuck. I feel
it's
bad.
My favorite insult for raccoons, although I don't know why they deserve them. Just...
Oh, wait. That's from that movie with the spaceships.
Well, they've said that, too. Yeah. Guardians Fest. Of the Galaxy. They called him a trash panda.
Hello, trash panda. How mean. I love
it's
that.
It's very marginalizing, yes.
Yes.
All kinds of shit going on in the world.
Resist.
Not here anymore.
Yes.
California. God damn it.
I know. Jerry Brown used to be our governor. Now who do we have?
I'm still assimilating.
Oh, big, tall, stretched out Gollum dick.
Oh, God. Fucking Rick Scott. Yeah.
You know
and
what?
Marco Rubio is our senator.
Yeah,
it used to be Dianne Feinstein.
I haven't even thought about that. I'm still hung up on Rick Scott. You know, I was looking at Rick, and this is a serious question. I bet more than any other mayor, his actual head, you know, above his shoulders, probably looks more like his penis than any other governor in the country. Do you know what I mean? His head resembles a dick more than any other governor in this country. That is amazing.
It's going
amazing.
Down the tubers.
Got your meat tube.
The United Gay States of America.
Thank
Rick
you.
Wiles.
Yeah, what a dick. Fuck you, dude.
California, the state assembly yesterday went and done passed a bill.
Fuck you, boy.
42-18 was the vote.
Yes.
In the California State Assembly.
That's right, Pat.
Requiring all presidential candidates to release their tax returns prior to being placed on the state's ballot.
I thought that was a thing that would be required. Wouldn't you think that was required anyway?
Everybody was kind of doing it, so
right.
It didn't have to be legislated.
Are they also requiring a sperm sample?
I'll do that.
I'm going to need you to fill up this whole container, boy.
How much urine do you need?
I got plenty. None from you. Gotta get it from the hookers.
The Senator Mike McGuire, state senator there in California, said, quote, President Trump's blatant disregard for the tradition of releasing tax returns
Release. Is
dangerous to our democracy.
Ah, fuck it at this point. We got nuclear missiles flying over Japan. Who cares?
So the bill would require all presidential candidates to release the last 5 years of their tax returns in order to appear on the California ballot. That's huge.
Yeah.
Because you can't win nothing without winning California, kind of.
And by the way,
Hillary did, but
yeah. Well, California says you're welcome to the rest of the country.
What do you mean?
Well, they're the adults here.
Oh, well, that's they're trying this in other states too.
Oh, okay.
Hasn't passed yet though. So now it's going to go to, I would assume, Governor Jerry Brown.
Fuck you, boy.
State Senator Scott Wiener. Possibly Weiner, Wiener, co-author of the bill, said it's about giving the American people the honesty and transparency they deserve.
Related to Anthony?
I don't know. Earlier this year, a New York state lawmaker introduced a similar bill.
Yes.
That would force the state to publicly post the state tax returns of anyone elected in a statewide election to federal or state office.
I mean, just turn them into investigators and shit so people can figure out if you're dirty like this Donald Trump. You know what I mean?
Well, Mueller's got the tax returns if he wants them at this point. Because didn't a couple of weeks ago it came out that the IRS, that investigative branch of the IRS.
Yes.
Like the elite investigative branch of the IRS was... cooperating fully with Mueller.
They're going after Schindler, man.
And these are the heavy hitters. I think somebody said that each analyst or investigator averages $19 million in errors and fines that they find and
holy
stuff like that,
shit.
Like shenaniganry.
Wow. That's amazing.
Average.
Like each investigator turns in that much a year.
They
or something.
Find that much,
damn,
that much shenaniganry or errors or
that's amazing.
Lies, fraud.
Fraud. Oh yeah. thought you were saying something in German. I was like, I don't know what that means. They found fraud.
Fraud. Have you found fraud?
Nein.
So, congrats to former state.
Yes.
Of crab diving, California.
That's right.
Hopefully that'll spread.
Yes.
And other states will do likewise.
Well, maybe, but thank
then
people.
Again, we have. I was going to say, then again, we have.
We're in this state.
Alabama probably going to elect Roy Moore.
Oh, my God.
As a senator.
Why does anybody think he has anything to offer people?
Alabama must be like, when everybody said, how could they elect Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III as senator? Who in the world could you pick that's worse than that?
Well, we have this guy. Hasn't he been censured?
And Roy Moore says, hold my beer.
I've been disciplined.
Yeah.
By, you know, somebody. But
disciplined?
Sure.
He was removed from the Supreme Court.
He was fired from the SCOTUS.
Right.
That's.
Of Alabama.
Right. Why would you give that guy another chance? It seems like a deal breaker to me. I don't know.
Fuck if I know, man. They they reelected the guy who was diddling his girlfriend down in South America when they were pretending he was hiking the Appalachian Trail.
Damn, I can't think of his fucking name.
I can't either. They all bleed together.
That's a great story.
So there's a story out today.
Yes.
That it's like this constant. It's not even a drip. It's like a kick in the gut every time. So now they're saying the headlines over to the BuzzFeed. Trump advisors secretly met with Jordan's king while one of them was pushing a huge nuclear power deal. So not only shenaniganry involving our Russian friends.
Yes.
Our Uncle Nipply brigade. That there's also some shenanigans going on with, let's guess who, the triumvirate. Michael Flynn, Jared Kushner, Steve Bannon.
Oh, my God.
Met with King Abdullah II. Why, in the midst of the time when Flynn was reportedly pushing for a controversial for-profit deal to build nuclear power plants in the Mideast.
Wait.
So he was meeting with the King Abdullah II.
Right.
While, two Corinthians going into a bar.
Abdullah II?
Yeah.
The second one?
While
yes.
He met on an official government capacity at the same time he was working with his consultancy, I think, business.
With a power company?
To try to get contracts for for-profit nuclear facilities set up in the Mideast.
Well, listen, I'm no ethnician or whatever. I'm no ethnic. God damn it. I'm no ethics expert. But that seems, you know, fishy, doesn't it? God.
According to the Wall Street Journal, they said Flynn's White House disclosure forms state that he stopped working on the deal in December 2016, but that he, in fact, continued to push it even after he entered the White House.
Oh, my God. I mean, this shit is cartoon-like.
The good thing is that this is about Flynn, and if there is more to get him on, then... more likely
you're saying
for him to flip.
Right. And what if he already took a deal, but they're finding out all this out?
Oh, right. Yeah.
I mean, will it matter? I mean, we got to know anyway.
Right.
How do they investigate all this shit? There's just so much stuff. Nobody's going to care about this. The GOP won't give a shit. Right. The Trumpalos won't give a fuck.
Well, yeah, no.
They won't care.
I think there's going to be a hardcore group.
P.
That no matter what he does.
Yes.
They're not, but fuck you. Lamestream media, you lied.
I really think they'll care about the P-tape.
I don't.
I think it's bizarre.
Nope.
What if there's footage of our president taking out his weird little penis that he's talked about?
It's fake.
What if it comes out that he's got a little tiny penis, but he said on...
It's obviously fake because whoever that is has a tiny little penis.
But he said it on TV that he had. There's nothing to worry about.
I guess it depends on your perspective.
But what if he takes his dick out and starts peeing all over the place? And that's on tape and people see that. That's our president peeing on people.
Well, he wasn't that president then.
Freak him the fuck out. That's true.
And they're all consenting. Some of them I'm not judging.
I am not judging the guy. You know, unless it's, you know, somebody else's bed or room, unless they ruin the room for somebody, you know. I mean, that's not cool.
I don't think they give a shit.
But it's, you know, it's deviant. That might bother them.
Grab him by the pussy is okay. Yeah. The allegations that he slapped a 13-year-old because she wasn't blowing him well enough.
Is that what it was?
Something like that, wasn't
oh
it?
Oh, my God. How do you know?
That's that lawsuit that appeared and then vanished.
You got to do a good job blowing after Schittler, a while. Apparently. You got to do a good job. He gets mad.
They don't care.
They really don't.
His history of cheating and shysterism and right. Just backstabbing.
What is it like? So he's in this room. Everybody's peeing. And then all of a sudden, like, hey, I'm going to join in. He's like, woo. He takes his dick out and just starts peeing everywhere. Is it like he's frolicking about, spraying down the whole fucking hotel room?
I think it's creepy as fuck.
I think it's so creepy.
I think it's creepy, yeah.
Do you think it's like a frolicking thing?
No.
He frolics about in a diaper?
I think he's sitting there watching.
Oh, God. Oh, like, my God.
That's probably where Obama's head went. Pee there. Make sure you soak that spot.
Obama's never going back to Russia. He's like, fuck this. Horrible. Never going back there.
We'll ask for a different room.
Maybe.
At the very least.
He's going to call ahead. I want a different hotel. Fuck this. Find me where Trump stayed. I don't want to stay there.
It smells like the trough at Wrigley Fields here.
How nice. God. Ugh.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining us here. Don't forget, if you want to help us out, Screaming Liberal Media, we don't bombard your ear holes with any advertisements.
Fuck you!
But you can go, if you're going to buy shit on the internet, you can buy it through our Amazon hole.
Yummy.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and bookmark that shit. And every time you use that link,
we get paid.
Yeah, we get a little commissione. It doesn't cost you fuck all. It just helps us out here.
Right.
At Screaming Liberal Media. And thanks, a million thanks.
Right.
To those that do and have. And
we can go buy shit.
Steve King.
Oh, my God. How many times have we talked about this piece of shit?
All right. He is losing his little white supremacist mind because, you know, this is his thing, this immigrant thing. He's the one who famously said that the dreamers are that they everybody thinks they're in college, but most of them are came across the border. They got calves the size of cantaloupes from carrying 75-pound bales of marijuana.
What about them Muslim prayer rugs?
75 pounds of marijuana. Good
God, that's a lot.
That's a lot of weed. That's a long weekend.
I would sure hate to have a lot of that lying around.
It's a long weekend.
75 pounds of weed. Mm-hmm. I mean, how much? That must be like, how big's that bag? I mean, that's got to be...
Well, he said bales.
Bales. He's got a bale of marijuana. Imagine trimming that down.
Well, when news of the potential dealio...
Yes.
...between our shitbag in chief and Chuck and Nancy... my two new pals, Chuck and Nancy.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi.
You guys, don't get too friendly with this dude. He might want to pee on you.
The,
you think over Pelosi's DACA, into that?
Well, Steve King lost his mind. He was on all the shows. He was tweeting that is true, then Trump's done. His base is gone. He ran on this. There's going to be a wall, goddammit, and you're going to launch these kids out of this fucking country, goddammit.
What a negotiator. He negotiated into exactly the opposite of what he fucking wanted.
So now there's talk of some sort of a deal that, the president is claiming that he's going to get, massive, huge, ginormous amounts of border security in exchange for DACA, holding a gun.
Huge.
Why aren't enough people pointing out the fact that they're literally holding a gun to these DACA young adults?
Oh yeah. Yeah. They're just pawns, right?
And he's saying, look, I want border patrol.
I want millions and millions for Border Patrol or no country for you.
You know what would be a great strategy? If we could think about these people coming into our country with compassion, we could say, what do they need? Uh-huh. What do they need?
Right.
I mean, that might even, that attitude might be a better, might make for a better process. I don't know. More, we don't need more border guards, do we? I watched a documentary about that.
So this is a double apology. This is not only the hate-filled, racist fucktonage of Steve King.
Yes.
But perennial Chris Stone-ninny.
Yummy.
And who never saw a Christian persecution story that didn't make him wet.
Right. Wet.
This is Todd Starnes, everyone. Oh, Todd Starnes with Fox News. What? I am aghast at the fact that more Christian persecution is happening by the hour.
Why do you talk like that? Why? What is wrong with you?
Here's on the Todd Starnes radio joint.
I guess any dickhead can have a radio show, can't they?
Right. Crabdiving.com.
Slash. Oh, no, wait, just slash crab diving.
Any, all the shows. All of slash our asshole it. Shows That's that right. are there.
Slash this.
Here is Todd Starnes talking with Representative Steve King.
Fuck you.
Of Iowa. Hey, thanks, Iowa. What a great job sending this shit stain.
A bag of dicks to all of you.
Yeah.
Congressman, so you spoke with the president today.
It sounds so stupid.
Because, I mean, is there any voice that who epitomizes panties in a knot better than Todd Starnes?
Sounds like he's got a lacrosse stick shoved up his asshole.
President today.
Actually, it was last week that I spoke with the president. And he called before he issued the statement on DACA. And that's when we had a fairly extensive conversation. And then I spoke with his chief of staff today.
Based on the conversation you had with the chief of staff, do you feel reassured moving forward?
Well, we had a conversation that is to a degree reassuring, but we also know this is a kind of a mercurial situation. And the the president and
in other words, we also realize that the president is a lying sack of shit.
Absolutely.
And you can't trust him. And if you turn your back, he's going to stab you with his tiny little dagger.
Oh, my God. He's a little wiener
that he can wrap his fingers around.
Oh, yes. But there's no problem here. There's nothing to worry about. I can assure you.
This is a great sword.
What did he say, though? Believe me. There's nothing to worry about there. Believe me. Something like that. What a wacko.
Yeah.
And the, the president and his dealings, I don't think the president anticipated how much throwing a little dock of bait out there in the water would bring so much of a feeding frenzy on it. And I don't think he anticipated how many members of Congress would like to follow him, even though they may think it's the wrong course. So I think it's an important task for those of us who believe in the president's agenda that he arrived in Washington with, and in the rule of law, and in securing our borders, and all these things that actually launched him into the presidency.
The rule of law. That's your favorite jerk-off material. The rule of law. And again, let's just point them in the direction of that fuck Joe Arpaio.
Oh, yes.
There's your rule of law.
Fucking,
there's how much they respect the rule of law.
Listen to what he said. He tossed a little dock of blood in the water.
Yeah, yeah, a little chum.
God, these people don't even think of...
No, a little brown kid chum.
Right. They're dreamers, dickhead.
Mm-hmm. Little salsa.
Yeah.
On that.
I want a chip.
And all these things that actually launched him into the presidency, we've got to have our voices heard and heard loud and clear. Mm. And so if...
You do.
Right. Your voice is... God!
When have we not heard angry white man voice loud and clear?
Hey, dumbass, you have the House, you guys have the Senate, you're in the Oval Office. We got plenty of white guy voice, don't we?
Yeah, a lot
Civil
of it.
Civil War monuments, people are fucking losing their mind over it in cities. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's everywhere, you white guys.
Heard and heard loud and clear. And so if there is to be a deal struck, if there is to be a deal struck, the border security and domestic enforcement needs to be locked into the absolute maximum. And I would say on top of that, here are some things that are President Trump's promises that aren't in the dialogue today. One of them is English is the official language of the United States of America.
So now he's saying these are the other things that we need to hold him to.
Right.
His other promises. English.
Is the official,
language. Oh, yeah.
Do other countries have, like France, what's their official language? Do they have one? Is it French? Do they give a fuck?
I don't know. They may. They may not.
Why are we hung up on this?
Yeah.
What does it fucking matter?
It kind of is.
Hey,
by the way, what he's saying is, fuck you, people who haven't learned English. Fuck you.
Right. And I love the idea that he's worried that English is going to go away. Like, this dumbass is ever going to learn another language.
Oh, right.
It's not happening. Don't worry about it, Steve.
One of them is English is the official language of the United States of America. That's an 83% issue. Couldn't you put that up on the table and just say, throw that into the mix without...
That's bullshit. I want to see the citations for that.
Citations, baby.
Poll, because I can't imagine 83% of people would be like, yeah, it needs to be official language. Bullshit.
You just don't need, it's dumb. It's about the GOP, they make all laws based on fiction and racism.
Yeah.
Based in no truth.
Of dissent or without serious dissent. Next one, birthright citizenship. That's maybe more than 750,000 a year of babies that are born in the United States to illegal mothers or illegal parents.
Here we go. Anchor babies, their favorite horrible term.
Oh,
I'm sure.
God.
I'm surprised he hasn't used it yet.
Right.
He wants to get rid of birthright citizenship. In other words, if you're born here, you're a citizen. He wants to get rid of that.
So, but who is he looking for?
Therefore, neither of my parents.
Right. Are you an anchor baby?
Would be citizens.
You're a fucking anchor baby, aren't you?
I'm an anchor grandbaby.
Okay. Does that count? Or?
But both of my parents were children of immigrants, so...
So they're anchor babies.
Well, right. So their citizenship would not count, apparently, according to Steve King. Oh, wait. They're white.
Oh, that's right, Pat. That's the caveat.
They're born in the United States to illegal mothers or illegal parents that have... We've followed the practice of automatic citizenship, but not the constitutional or the statutory directive of it. That can be part of this mix. And another one is that we need to be counting citizens instead of people when it comes to redistricting, because there are far too many seats of Congress that are directed by illegals that are counted the same in the census for redistricting as American citizens are.
Sorry, Snowflake. Those are humans that you are in charge of, whether you like it or not.
Even though they aren't white. Even though they're not white.
Right.
I'm sorry. You're right. What are we going to do? We got to do something.
And that would move, according to old testimony, between 9 and 11 congressional seats out of the Democrats' hands in states like Florida, Texas, California, and up into the hands of Republicans, conservative Republicans, Utah.
So he's trying to redistrict again.
Yeah,
gerrymandering, essentially.
Well, I mean, he's kind of making the case that what he's doing is sort of manipulative and evil. I mean, he's saying all these things should happen so the GOP can get more seats.
Well, yeah.
Well, to admit that's kind of shitty, isn't it? I mean, shouldn't the goal be, well, whatever's best to do with these people? Right?
That's what the hell's wrong with you?
Oh, shit, that's funny.
I guess here's another clip
God, he
from a
is
little later.
Fucking vile, dude.
The president tweeted out this morning, Congressman.
Let me start jacking off.
Does anybody really want to throw out good, educated, and accomplished young people who have jobs, some serving in the military? Your reaction to that?
Well, fuck yes, we do.
Oh, yes.
Because they're dirty, stinking Mexicans.
Oh, wait, they're not white? Get out the T-shirt launcher.
Well, if that really is a valid, it's a question, but if that turns into a valid statement, then we should never let any Peace Corps workers leave America. We've got about 7,000 of them deployed around the world right now, and they're bringing their skill sets to lift up other countries in the world, including the countries that are the donors to the DACA program in the United States. And so I'd say,
what the fuck?
That is the most bizarre argument I think I've heard yet.
We gotta get rid of the Peace Corps.
So,
oh my God.
We have to stop allowing our good people to go help other places in the world.
Yes.
If we're going to allow those stinking, nasty, Mexican-y smelling good people to stay here.
That's correct. Yes, absolutely.
I see.
That is bonkers.
I mean, I don't see.
That's crazy,
what,
dude.
What? He's obviously thought of this. This is his, like,
go-to. Oh, yeah, totally,
he's like,
man.
Well, of course.
You gotta be shitting me.
You stupid liberal cuck.
God. This is the worst Steve King ever.
They came here to live in the shadows. If we let them do what they...
They came here sucking on some titties sometimes. They came here as toddlers. They came here as children, you fucking heartless...
And why do you think the people that brought their babies here, why do you think they brought them here? Maybe it's safer. Maybe...
Well, you know, those rapists have to bring their families, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, I'm a professional rapist.
Sure.
I got two kids at home. I got to rape enough to, you know, provide. I got to provide for them. I got to rape them into college.
Man.
God, he's stupid.
Steve King is just a special level of evil, huh?
Who the fuck votes for Steve fucking King?
What a heartless, horrible person.
Is he in the middle of nowhere in Iowa? Right, it's probably where he's...
In Iowa, which kind of by definition is a lot of nowhere, but...
The Iowa Cubs.
I don't think he's... Like, he may have a city or two.
Does he live in Des Moines?
I don't know.
Right. Sad.
What their objective was when they arrive, and that's live in the shadows until law enforcement encounters them. They get their objective. When law enforcement encounters them, we've got to apply the law if we're going to have law at all in America. And many of them, I think, at the end of DACA, would make the decision to go back to their home countries. Think of what they can do for economic development for the countries that they live.
This is that story again. Think
bullshit.
Think of the wonderful American values they're going to export to their horrible thatched roofs and dirt floors.
Yes,
shitting in a bucket in the corner.
I must be hallucinating, but I swear to Christ, he said they're going to look forward to going home to their country of origin.
They'll go back to their. I don't know if he said look forward.
Oh, okay.
Left. If they're as good as Dick Durbin says they are, they're going to be worth many times more than all the Peace Corps workers that we've ever sent.
There you go.
This is insane. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
We won't need the Peace Corps anymore because we're going to kick so many of these little brown fuckers out that they're going to spread great American love and values all across the world.
Imagine you're getting deported and you're listening to this shit.
And I'm sure you're going to love America.
Oh,
after
absolutely.
You're sent back to some shithole that you've never been to except for when you were shitting in a diaper.
What if you have a house?
Right.
And a life. You can have a life. You live here. I mean, that is cruel.
It's
so fucked up.
Beyond comprehension. I mean, it just really.
And then how does it work? They're like, okay, you're going back to Guatemala. Back. You never been.
Right.
You don't even know it. Do you just, you're off the plane and they're like, hey, here's your shit. Have fun. Oh, you don't speak Spanish? Oh, this is where you're from?
Tough titty.
Yeah. Boy, that is so fucking fucked.
The heartless GOP. And Steve King, one of the poster children.
What a bunch of fucking idiots.
Of hatred, xenophobia. And
God, Iowa.
Overall, dick chokery.
Dick chokery. The people of Iowa, Alabama, Mississippi, South Carolina. I mean, I don't understand how the fuck you vote. Kansas, Wisconsin.
I've got a clip here, and this is...
Howard Dean.
Just a prime example of the Fox Newsification and Rupert Murdoch. I hope every future generation spits when they hear that name.
He's a cockwobble. He's garbage.
This was on C-SPAN.
Yes.
And there was a representative, Pramila Jayapal.
Bam!
From Washington. I believe she is of Indian heritage.
Okay.
Indian in Asia.
Right.
Not American Indian.
I've been there. I haven't.
Taking calls.
Yes.
Washington? You've been to Washington?
Oh, absolutely. I love it. Great city.
There's a caller identifying himself as John from Sebring, Florida.
Oh, shit.
And literally, this is just makes me crazy. This is literally everything this moron says.
Yes.
To her, to this representative is wrong.
Right.
About DACA. This is all about DACA.
God, are these Alex Jones talking points?
Absolutely.
Things like that?
All of them. Steve
Great.
King.
Thank you, guys. Rush Limbaugh.
This is C-SPAN.
Hi, John.
Yeah, howdy. I got three comments. These illegal aliens that they brought in here illegal on their own is costing $530 billion a year for the benefits they get, and plus $23 billion child earned income credit they're claiming on their income tax. And some of them, the kids, are even living in Mexico. They've never been in there, not even kin to them.
All right, John, hang on the line. The
I want to talk to you.
Okay, well, the congresswoman's shaking her head at your figures. Where did you get yours?
It is true.
I pulled them right out of my asshole, I did. It is true.
That C-SPAN anchor's like, John.
See, that's that right-wing bullshit. Where did you get your figures? It is true. Those aren't the droids you're looking for, you bitch.
How the fuck could that be true? They're very specific numbers, what he said. He just knows that.
John, the congresswoman's shaking her head. She disagrees. Where do you get your figures from? It is true.
Maybe he's Rain Man. It is true.
That's his answer.
Right.
Where's your citation? It's true.
It just is.
Alex Jones told me.
Fuck you, boy.
Right before I wrote down that number to get those cock pills.
All right. Colloidal silver.
And why does he have to sound like that? I mean,
because he
just
does.
It just does. Furthers the stereotype.
Because he does. I mean, fuck it. What are you going to do?
Where did you get yours?
It is true.
All right, well, finish up your thoughts, and then we'll have the congresswoman respond.
Okay, they took my grandkids' jobs. They took my kids' jobs, run them out of business. These people brought these kids in here. They're just as guilty as the people that brought them in here. They need to be deported just like their parents.
They're just as guilty as the people that brought them in here.
Hey, man.
Well, how? How is somebody who was brought here as a toddler or an infant just as guilty? So what's supposed to happen? When they turn 18, when they're emancipated, they're supposed to fling themselves back across the border because they're good Americans following the law? If they're good Americans, they understand the law and they'd get the fuck out of here.
Self-deportation.
Good God, these people are
but listen to this guy.
Are mind-numbingly stupid.
Oh, my God. You fucking moron. Listen to this guy, though.
Heartless.
That guy is articulating how the president feels.
Yeah.
That is chilling.
Jefferson Beauregard Sessions sitting here. Jefferson Sessions is grabbing the Crisco oiling him his parts up.
Two-handed
getting ready. Yeah.
God. If you voted for Trump.
Yeah, keep talking about that. Keep talking about it. Oh, yeah.
Who knows what he's into? Jeez. God. You voted for
this. It's just terrible what these people are doing in this country. There's not, like the one guy said, he said 30 million out of work. There's 90 million out of work in this country, and they're taking all these good jobs.
Okay, heard your point, Congresswoman.
John, it sounds like you're in a lot of economic pain and that is true across the country. And there's no question that we as a country need to deal with economic inequality across the country. And the fact.
By the way, she hits it out of the fucking park.
Right.
And a far why I could never run for anything because she's really an adult right now. I would have been laughing for one.
I would have led with, you know, John, fuck you. Honestly. Where are you from? Where did you go to school?
John, where do you get your news from?
John, how are you this fucking stupid? I'm
that
shocked.
We as a country need to deal with economic inequality across the country and the fact that we need to make sure we have good paying jobs for everyone. I am committed to that. And I'll tell you that right here, looking into, I can't see your face, but looking into your eyes, if you will. But I'll tell you, to blink.
I ain't looking in your brown, evil eyes.
Listen, don't look at John. Don't look at John in the eye. It might be creepy.
She tried to give me the evil eye. You hear that?
Blaze bringing their rot. The evil brown eye.
Rise, if you will. But I'll tell you, to blame immigrants is completely wrong. And here's why it's wrong. Immigrants contribute more. We've got tons of studies that we can send over to you, John, but immigrants contribute more than they take.
The fuck you talking? You what? You want me to read shit?
Is it pictures? Is it pie graphs? That might work. A pie graph might be good for him.
The sad thing is, John probably does read shit. He had that stuff in front of him. He doesn't have those numbers memorized.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, God.
So John's getting his misinformation. Gosh, I wonder from where.
Man. Alex Jones, baby.
And fucking Fox.
Oh, Hannity. Hannity all fucking day, this guy. Probably listens to that Coach Dave Dobenmeyer.
I don't know if he talks anymore.
It is a lie that they take public benefits because they don't qualify for just about every.
See, this is the conflation between every person here illegally and the DACA recipients.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah. Free benefit. Now, there are some states, like my state of Washington, is very generous to immigrant kids. And we don't check status on some of the benefits that we provide to children in health care. But
we don't
immigrants are not eligible for benefits. So this is a myth that people are spreading because it's valuable to be able to wedge a working white person in whatever state you are and an immigrant and to blame somebody. But John, I got to tell you, that is not who you need to blame. Who you need to blame are the big corporations that aren't paying their fair share of taxes and are creating jobs that don't pay as well. And do
preach, sister.
Absolutely.
Preach. Yeah.
God, she does really well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
this is the truth.
Points.
Blame the corporations. Blame the rich people.
But why?
Blame the people you fucking voted for, you dummy.
But why doesn't the GOP do this, though? Why don't they take this message? Because if they wanted to, they could communicate this to their voters.
Because they're the people who are running the corporations.
You're right.
For a large part.
Yep.
And a lot of the Dems. I mean, I do agree that a lot of the Dems are whores to big interest also.
I mean, if you're a liberal and you don't want a single payer, I mean, that's pretty.
And there are Democrats in the House and Senate who are like, well, that might be too far. I don't know.
Oh, yes.
Single payer. I don't know. That might be craziness.
We don't want anything too good for the American people. We just want it to be kind of shitty. Not great.
Which means I live in a purple state and they're going to be donating lots of money against my ass if I say.
I got to win.
Yeah.
I got to be in office, baby.
And all would be solved by getting money as best as we can out of politics.
Yeah.
Public funding only.
Absolutely.
6 months, let's say. Or let's limit this shit to not 2 years of our lives of having these assholes run for president.
What about a 500-word essay? That's all. You get to write an essay.
Right.
Don't put your name on it. No pictures. No nothing. You read the essay. The guy you like the best, you vote for him.
I recommend Michelle Obama to take material from. She is good writer. Right.
Thank you, Melanoma.
Do not allow somebody to work 40 hours a week and actually take care of their families. And I am on the side of the working person across the country, whether you live in rural or urban America. But let's not blame immigrants. It's going down the wrong path. It's always easier to have somebody to blame, but immigrants are not the cause of the country's economic woes.
And Congresswoman, as an immigrant, you're...
There you go.
You think she got through to John? Changed his
mind?
Oh,
he hung up long time ago. Yeah.
Fuck you.
I don't listen to libtard.
Right. Shut up, bitch. Think you voted for Hillary?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you.
A great smackdown there from the representative from Washington.
Right.
And she was nice and civil and kind and a much better person than I would have been and am.
I mean, listen to her and then listen to Steve King where he's like saying we got to get rid of these Peace Corps guys or whatever the fuck he's talking about. How fucked up
is
that?
We let them in. No Peace Corps for you, world.
What? What the fuck? Are we trying to get rid of the Peace Corps?
It's beyond...
What do they want? What does the GOP want? I mean, I don't understand them. They just want to stay in office. They don't give a fuck.
John McCain.
Hello.
Senator from Arizona.
Hello, John.
Famously gave the thumbs down.
Right.
And the middle finger up to Mitch McConnell for the health care bill.
You know, we talked about Trump calling these terrorists losers.
Right.
He called John McCain a loser.
I like heroes that don't get caught.
Think about, I want to see a list of everybody Trump's called a loser. I'd love to see that. Terrifying, right?
John McCain.
Fuck you, boy.
Is co-sponsoring.
Yes.
A bipartisan bill.
Bye.
Also sponsored by Senators Kirsten Gillibrand, Democrat from New York, Susan Ooh. Collins, Republican of Maine.
Yes.
And Jack Reed, Democrat of Rhode Island.
Jack.
That the bill seeks to prevent the Department of Defense from removing current service members solely on the basis of gender identity.
Oh, my gosh. So this is
Trump's
going...
transgender ban.
I forgot all about that transgender ban. What the fuck? Well, good for these guys.
McCain said in a statement, with less than 1% of Americans volunteering to join the military, we should welcome all those who are willing and able to serve our country.
Fuck you.
Any member of the military who meets some medical and readiness standards should be allowed to serve, including those who are transgender.
Absolutely. Trans lives matter, baby. And that's all there is to that.
But, I mean, do we think that Trump is going to sign this?
Fuck no. Well, maybe. I mean, you know, he's friends with Chuck and Nancy. Now they hang out.
It says the proposed legislation does not outright guarantee the enlistment of individuals who wish to serve.
Yes.
But it does require Secretary of Defense James Mattis to conduct a study on the future of recruitment.
Mattis.
Whatever that means.
Is it true Trump and Chucky Schumer went to see it?
But they definitely won't be able to kick out the current members. That's the main
right.
One of their main goals there.
Yes.
This is what Congress is doing.
This is insane.
Not building bridges and infrastructuring us and fixing the tax code, which needs to be fixed.
Trump is making it
but
worse.
The rich need to pay.
Absolutely.
Corporations need to fucking pay.
But doesn't it seem like our legislative body spend a lot of time cleaning up his mess?
Well, right.
Preventing him from doing more danger, more destruction?
I saw today there's another, more legislation to try to protect Mueller.
Oh, my God. From what?
From getting fired.
I thought they did something where he could not be fired.
No.
I thought so. Okay.
No, it never passed, never came. But you think Paul Ryan's going to bring it up?
No. You're right. Because he could be in that shit.
Right. It's all fucked.
Yeah. Sad. It really is fucked up, man.
We've got Jeff Bosesh.
Ooh, God, he is so weird looking.
The little white hooded Keebler elf.
What size suit do you think he wears? I mean, that's a tiny guy.
Like a children's.
Right. Does he go to the Baby Gap?
He does.
He's at the Baby Gap.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Garanimals. I'm wearing my matching giraffes today.
You think him and Lindsey Graham hang out by the pool in their underoos? I'm dressed as Boba Fett, and he's Mickey Mouse.
The U.S. Justice Department today
yes.
issued a statement saying that it is significantly repurposing
oh shit
a program.
Right.
And this program that they're going to repurpose, Ryan.
Yes.
Was designed to build trust between the police and the public.
Oh, okay.
We don't need that bullshit.
Look,
what
man.
Do you mean build trust?
You know,
I got your trust right here, Negroes.
You know, it sounds a little like fucking Jackie Gleason and Smokey yeah. Bandits. Damn, well, what's step one of that program? I'm just curious. Stop shooting unarmed black people? That might be a good one. That's a good place to fucking start.
So they're going to send the money to more traditional law enforcement tactics. Arresting violent criminals, breaking up gangs, and making drug busts. So they're going from this commission was created after cops are shooting black people.
Right.
And they have a special little committee or whatever.
Yes.
A program that they set up to go to these cities and say, oh my God, a cop killed a black dude. There's some racial strife.
Right.
We're going to go in there and smooth things over, and we're going to talk to the police and talk about what they could do better for community outreach. We're going to...
Right. A whole thing.
Instead, Jefferson Beauregard Sessions says, fuck that. I want to put that money to bagging and tagging more of those lawless Negroes.
He's like, that doesn't do nothing for me. What a dick.
It's cartoonish what they're doing.
Was that commission set up after Ferguson?
Probably.
How depressing.
I'm certainly set up under Obama, I'll bet.
What do you tell a person of color in this country? What do you fucking
them? Save yourself. Go to Canada.
You're right. I mean, what the fuck? This is hostile here. So cold up there in Canada, dude. Oh, God.
They're significantly repurposing a program designed to help local police departments rebuild trust within the community.
Let's get rid of
after
that.
Controversial incidents. Instead of investigating police departments offering suggestions for reform, the Justice Department will now provide technical assistance for more traditional law enforcement, like arresting violent criminals.
We're gonna get more billy clubs.
Jeff Sessions issued a statement. This is a course correction to ensure that resources go to agencies that require assistance rather than expensive, wide-ranging investigative assessments that go beyond the scope of technical assistance and support.
He's like Judge Dredd meets Steel Magnolias. I don't get it.
A former Justice Department official said that the hard truth tells you how to improve community relations and make departments great. It's counterproductive to say you'll focus on crime reduction and think that that doesn't include building trust and systemic reforms. So there you go. They're just going to... It's more crime reduction. Has nothing to do with the police.
Fuck you,
all shooting people and shit. Oh, it ain't that. It's the crime. There weren't no crimes. Police wouldn't be beating the hell out of those Negroes.
My fucking God. It's so depressing. We just don't have anybody with any morals in our fucking government.
And I can't. I'm baffled that we've lurched backwards. I mean,
it's bad for the country. It's bad for the stability of the country.
Not that this shit ain't been going on.
Absolutely.
Black people have been telling us for a couple hundred years that this shit's going on.
And nobody believed them until we got these fucking cameras.
Well, right. And now finally that the world is finding out these shenanigans.
Yes.
There are people saying, well, you know, don't commit a crime. You won't get shot in the back.
How about that guy in Mississippi riding around in a really nice car?
Oh, yesterday's show. Yeah, go to iTunes or Stitcher. Leave us good reviews.
If you're black and you're driving around in a really nice car, you can get pulled over.
And almost killed.
The guy threatened him.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's like.
He was completely cooperating.
Can you imagine?
And he went to point to the glove box to say, I've got something in there or whatever. Right. And the cop was like screaming, You look twitchy to me. You look twitchy to me, boy.
That's why Black Lives Matter. Because to that cop, his life doesn't fucking matter.
And that cop was on that force for 3 weeks, and that was his third complaint already in 3 weeks. Well, so
what do you do to fire somebody?
What quality are they hiring? And then what's going to happen is he's going to slither over to the next county.
Yeah.
Sign up, they're going to be like, you got experience bagging and tagging Negroes, boy.
Fuck you.
Here's your badge.
Good Lord, man. I mean, imagine you're a kid growing up black. How do your parents talk to you about the cops?
I mean, like an enemy.
Really, if you're teaching your kid how to drive, I remember when I learned how to drive. 16 years old, I remember driving out of the driveway. The first time I was playing Def Leppard, cranked, Pyromania. And But my parents never had to sit down and say, listen, if you get pulled over by the cops, you better keep your hands on the wheel. You better not reach for anything. They're going to shoot you.
Right.
I didn't have to hear that. You know?
Walking down the street.
God.
Don't be black while you're walking down the street. Be as unblack as you can.
And we're not in a police state. Fuck you.
And Trump just made it so that they can have tanks and shit.
Blue Lives Matter. Oh, yeah.
And rocket launchers and things like that. When Obama was like, they don't need to have that
rocket
stuff.
Rocket launchers. For what?
Shoot the Negroes.
Ooh.
Rampaging hordes of black people.
Does everybody listening to this show, I don't know if you guys watch 24 or any shows like that. You guys know it's fiction. Like, that's not real. That's not, 24 is not the fucking CNN. It's not really happening. No, Jack Bauer doesn't exist.
Correct. It's Faithless Friday here, everyone. Thanks for joining us.
God.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, that's my fault.
Lori stepped. Shut the fuck up, Lori.
Yay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shut up. Shut the, you shut the fuck up too.
Over, we've got a couple of clips of Jim Baker.
Fuck you.
Who is the, I can't imagine you don't know who Jim Baker is. Jim Baker is the former host of the PTL Club back in the, what, 80s, I'd say?
In the 1880s.
They found out that he was a fraud and a shyster and was embezzling money from the fleeced masses. Went to jail for corruption and shenaniganry.
Jessica Hahn, right? He had a sex scandal with
Jessica
Hahn.
Yeah.
Allegedly. And there was like some really great Saturday Night Live skits based on his life and all the shit that was going on. Really funny shit, man. You remember the church lady?
Oh, sure.
And they used to do a bunch of Tammy Faye and Jim skits involving Dana Carvey and God, who the fuck played Jim Baker all the time? It was an actor, but it wasn't somebody who was a regular on Saturday Night Live. He was funny as fuck. That dude that's really tan. Older guy. Silver hair. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I do know. Hamilton.
Yeah, George Hamilton.
George Hamilton.
George Hamilton, I think.
Yeah. So, Jim Baker on the Jim Baker Show.
Yes.
Here he is.
Fuck you,
talking
boy.
About, and this all has to do with what's going on with the separation of church and state that they are trying to tear down.
Yes.
With every breath of their squealy little pig voices.
We want to be like Iran.
So here's Jim Baker.
Fuck you.
It's just more bullshit.
Yeah. More bullshit.
I am so moved by our president asking for prayer. Laura and I have been to the White House.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's just like,
yes,
this is Jim's serious voice.
Yes, he's so moved by
the
president.
This is my favorite Jim Baker.
I am so moved by our president asking for prayer. Laura and I have been to the White House, but we've been on the phone with the White House. We're on the president's mailing list.
How fucking terrifying is all of that information?
Stop talking to Jim Baker.
I have a feeling he's inflating things though, because he's showing these pictures of when he was in the White House. Donald Trump is nowhere to be seen in any of these pictures. This is a herd of white evangelicals that are skulking through the White House, taking pictures in front of everything.
Do you think? If there's any
Anne Graham, Billy Graham's crotch spawn, heinous anti-LGBTQ.
Why didn't Billy Graham just blow it on the memory foam? Why did you procreate, you dickbag?
Thanks, Lord.
Thank you. If they do have any pictures with Trump, I bet it's with a cardboard standee.
Billy Graham, still alive, by the way.
No, he's not.
Billy Graham is still alive.
Is he really? Is it him? He's actually a blow-up doll. Blue. Hose him down! God, he's still alive.
98 years old.
Wow, he must
still with
pray a fuck ton, right? Thanks, God.
I hope he's well.
Yeah.
Here is Jim Baker continuing. He's so... Hey, so, he with his bud...
Is he...
The prez.
Would we say he's pious? Is this pious?
Sure.
He's pious!
Sanctimony.
Right.
We're on the president's mailing list, but The president is always asking for prayer, Rabbi.
Yeah. Yes.
And he's been, God has surrounded him.
Oh, God. This is that rabbi. This is Jonathan Kahn is his name.
Is he a rabbi for Jesus?
He's, yeah. Yeah, he's a messianic Jew. He's a Jew for Jesus.
He's messianic as fuck, yo.
Which I really don't understand. It doesn't make you a Christian. But,
so what?
But then they retain a lot of the Jewish stuff. I don't understand any of it, to be honest with you.
What a bunch of bullshit. You know what? Don't understand it. What's to understand?
Right.
Understand photosynthesis.
With believers.
Yes.
Total believers.
Yeah.
I mean, Billy Graham's daughter was there with us.
And
the head of the Assemblies of God.
George.
I shouldn't have started naming names, but he's not a respecter of preachers. he loves us all, and he loves prayer.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. And, he loves prayer.
I love it.
Trump loves prayer.
Oh, yeah. God, what a... He loves it. He loves it?
Oh, yeah.
No. I'm sorry. I know what Trump loves. He loves pussy. He loves getting peed on or watching other people pee on each other. And he likes...
people telling him how great he is.
Oh, he loves that.
Yeah.
He likes talking about his dick.
Yes.
And someday I'm going to reveal, maybe, some of the things he said about me.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
I love the way that your crotch looks in those pants.
Oh, God.
What kind of pants are those? It makes your package look really big.
Oh, yes.
And it's shocking.
Yes.
But you know, the number one thing he said he liked about me, and the reason, you know, he watches me still, but...
Oh.
Oh, my God.
I think it's a lie. That is
you
a lie.
Liar.
Donald Trump is not watching this bullshit.
Listen to this guy. Let me tell you what Donald Trump likes about me. What the fuck, Jim? Who cares?
He said he knew I had something happened in my life that knocked me down.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but you know what I like about Jim Bacon? He told one of my dear friends, he said he got back up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said, that's why.
Oh,
he got back up. And for a man to recognize that. Everything God's ever spoken to me has come to pass.
Everything God has spoken to me.
Well, not me, dickhead. What about me? I prayed so...
Well, everything God speaks to me would come to pass, too, if I waited until it happened and then revealed, well, God told me about this shit last week.
Think about that.
That's what he's coming up with. Remember, a couple days ago, we played a clip of him saying, well, you know, I knew this hurricane was coming.
Yeah. What about people that pray that somebody close to them doesn't die, but they fucking die? They pray for that.
Mysterious
But
ways,
God answered
bitch.
All your prayers.
Sure.
Fuck off.
True.
Wait. We got a Lori moment there.
Oh, yeah?
She affirms.
For a man to recognize that.
Yes.
Everything God's ever spoken to me has come to pass.
Mm-hmm. True. That's not true.
I mean,
wait, go back. I fucked it up. But that little noise she makes.
Spoken to me has come to pass.
Mm-hmm. True. That is so true.
I mean, you know, but.
She's got like a lozenge in her mouth or something. Do they make Xanax lozenges?
He's got one of his little testicles in her.
She's like, oh, it's not true.
She
it's
said
true.
That. God, you're on the air, Lori. You're on the fucking air.
Maybe she's got dry mouth.
That is so true.
I mean, you know, but and everything you give minutes almost. I mean, your prophecies, and you're not your prophecy, but the word God's prophecy, they come to you give us to the minute, people.
Pretty amazing.
And that's why we're in work.
Maybe she's on psychedelics.
Pretty amazing.
Do you think? Like maybe
yes.
She just like she just glanced in her
Pretty
coffee
amazing.
Cup and she can see the universe.
She doesn't even know.
That is the man.
Jim Baker, while she's asleep, just pops a square ass in her mouth. It's like, I'm gonna have her stare at trails for today. I can't talk to her. It makes me nuts. All right, hey, 1 second. Have Jim and Lori in this whole clip? Have they actually spoken to each other? Is she just sitting there going, yes, yes?
Oh yeah, he doesn't even look at her. Yeah, she's like at the Greek chorus behind him.
And that's why we're in warfare.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
This is, and what this book is going to reveal to you, the...
He's holding up one of the rabbi's latest screeds called Paradigm.
But we're in warfare.
Oh, you can get 3 for 2 of the Paradigm books for a $40 donation.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
At jimbakershow.com.
What a bunch of garbage!
Warfare that we are in. And I'm telling you, Christians, don't give in to this stuff.
Come on.
We've let the war upon us.
Come on. Come on.
The power of the media and television and motion pictures.
Oh, I'm convinced that applause is enhanced because they just pulled out on the studio, and you know maybe there's like 50 or 60 heifers sitting ancient heifers sitting around that fucking grazing
like a fucking
on
NSYNC concert
on plastic bucket food. You're right.
There's no way that's enhanced.
Yeah,
liars.
Yeah, I get the feeling some shenaniganry going on
but
there.
But wait, can we just not ignore that one guy?
What?
Come on. Come on, pee all over me. Come on. Oh, yeah. Blow it right here. Yeah. On my moves.
Right my eye.
The power of the media and television and motion pictures has just influenced and the standard of the Christian America, and they've threatened it, so we're afraid. I mean, I wanted to wear my cross hat on the show today. My wife wouldn't let me.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted your cross hat. You just said you were wearing a hat.
You fucked it up.
So this
Lori.
Happened. He was like, "I'm going to wear a hat today," and she was like, "Don't you fucking wear a hat today? That rabbi is going to be on."
Why can't she wear a hat? Because it offends a Jewish person.
I
thought he's saying my wife going to wear the hat because Christians are under attack and he can't risk it.
No, she wants him classied up.
Right.
But then she didn't realize it was his cross hat.
Oh, shit.
I wanted to wear my cross hat on the show today. My wife wouldn't let me.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted your cross hat. You just said you were wearing a hat.
That's all I ever wear is my cross hat. But she said the rabbi's here. You got to dress neat for the rabbi.
Sorry, David. Cross is fine.
And you're talking
about... I wear them out in public.
She's got her own little convo going on.
Oh, my God. Jim Baker is a good man. Wait, hold on a second. I'm sorry. He's an evil dickhead.
He's a horrible fraud.
But there's no way. I wouldn't be able to work with this.
Taking Social Security check money from
right,
old people.
You're right. But how does he work? I could not work with this. On this show?
Yes.
I would have been fired because I'd be, shut up! I'm trying to fucking talk! Every second, it's like, it's like a whole thing.
Yay!
God! It's my show.
Cross is fine.
And you're talking
about. But I wear them out in public, and I know I could be shot.
Oh, my
He's
God.
He's worried that by wearing his ridiculous baseball cap with a Roman torture device upon it.
Yes.
That he
Bronze
is
Age.
Going to be shot.
Listen.
Arguably Iron Age.
Okay. Well, listen, don't you think he's a white Christian male? Rich. How put upon. They have it tough, right?
Oh my
God.
I wear my cross hat out and I'm worried that it's like a target right on my forehead.
Yes. What the fuck, man?
Walk
there
down
is
the
not
street.
A war on white people.
Walk down the street wearing a cross hat in any town in this country.
Nobody's going to give
Walk
a fuck.
Down the street wearing the Hug an Atheist t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And let's see the kind of reactions you get. We have heard many anecdotes of people with atheist t-shirts, atheist hats.
Right.
Who are accosted by, quote, loving fucking Christians.
Drive down the street in Mississippi if you're black.
Yeah.
They're going to threaten to kill you like that kid. This is fucking bullshit. Your cross hat.
I know. God. I'm going to get shot.
Cross is fine.
And you're talking
But I wear them out in public, and I know I could be shot. I know that. There are crazy people out there. But I'm not going to deny the cross. No. I will not deny the cross. No. I won't.
Congratulations.
I won't, Ryan.
What?
I won't deny it.
Okay, Jim, when do you want me to start sucking your dick? Honestly.
And over that, they're showing video of them out. It looks like they're helping people.
Yes.
They're probably in Texas. No, they're aren't they in Branson?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know where the fuck these people are. They're in fucking hell.
Like it's him and Lori helping people from some disaster. I don't know.
Record this in Brentwood.
I don't know if it's Florida. I don't know if they're in Texas, wherever they're helping. But they're like, they're working a food line, stuff like that. And Jim Baker looks like he's doing his best to make it about him.
Right.
Lori in all these clips look like she's talking to people. She's smiling.
She's high.
I think she's a really nice person.
Okay. She's high, though. She's high on drugs. Maybe.
She's high on Jesus. She snorted a line of Jesus right before the going to help the food kitchen.
You think, Jim, I'm going to crush up a Xanax and dribble it in your orange juice so you're a little bit more or less vocal in my fucking show. Yes.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
She's bananas. That guy, he's a big nothing.
Who, the rabbi?
Jim Baker carries his show, carries it. I tell you.
He carries it, I tell you.
Ooh, yes.
I'm trying to find out exactly where the Jim Baker show be located.
Don't they record that shit in Manhattan? New York?
Yeah, I'm sure, yes.
Live!
San Francisco.
On tape from New York!
He wants to be in San Francisco.
The Tenderloin, I think, right?
He's now end of days, it says. Ugh. Wow, this says that he still owes the IRS $6 million.
Oh, shit, Pat.
From his earlier shenaniganry.
I don't think they're going to get that. I mean, obviously nobody gives a fuck.
He's apparently he's got to sell a lot of dried soup.
I got a big old cross hat. What an idiot. You know, I've seen him in that cross hat, and he looks fucking stupid. It's an odd-looking hat, don't you think? There's a big cross on it.
Well, that's it. Probably made in China.
Right.
Oh,
yes.
You know.
Sure.
Some 9-year-old.
In Guatemala.
Living a great life.
Yeah. Make Jim Baker's cross hat, or we're going to fucking drown you.
So there you go. A little Jim Baker's worried about wearing his Jesus cross hat.
Eat my dick.
In public, he's worried he might get shot.
Yes. We're all worried about you, Jim, a rich white guy with a television show. He's got a television show. He's fine.
As a bonus.
Yes.
Here's a little more from Jim Baker.
Fuck you.
Same show.
Okay.
With the rabbi sitting there next to him. And now he's talking about the hurricane.
But these things, when God does them, God doesn't fool around.
Oh, no, see, now it's I ain't fucking around, Jim.
Oh, this is why God sent that evil superstorm to destroy Florida and the Caribbean?
Yeah, stop licking each other's holes.
God ain't fooling around, Puerto Rico.
But these things, when God does them, God doesn't fool around. You know, I'm telling you, I need prayer. I do, Rabbi. Yesterday, I almost lost it.
Oh,
shit.
And scene. Holy shit. He's good.
Yeah, he got angry, too. I like that. I like the anger.
This is 15 seconds later.
I like this fire.
It was raging, Jim, and now it's tearing up, Jim.
How does he work? Is he method, or does he go there? Does he go there?
He may have a slice of onion in his pocket.
Watchers. Yeah.
Dried onion that he had to reconstitute.
Yesterday, I almost lost it. Mm. Do you know, for the last several years, preachers, even in this city, and evangelists, have beat the you-know-what out of me and made fun of me because we store food. We've told people to store food.
Oh, my God.
They preach about whole revivals, just preaching about Jim and Lori. And they're storing food. That stupid Jim Baker.
But,
we're laughing at you because you're telling people to store food and selling it to them.
Yeah,
and you are selling an apocalyptic view of the world that they better buy your bullshit or they're going to be starving.
You're using the scary part of Revelations.
Right. Now that there have been a couple of weather disasters here in the country,
yes.
Now he's taking credit. He's doing a victory lap.
Ooh. And a lot of churches and a lot of religious people, I mean, I think they don't necessarily sell food. They might give it away to people that need it.
I like how he included Lori in that. He's like, you know, stupid Jim Baker. Oh, and Lori.
She matters, okay? Yes.
And made fun of me because we store food. We've told people to store food.
Right.
They preach about whole revivals, just preaching about Jim and Lori. And they're they're storing food. That stupid Jim Baker. You know.
When are people having revivals dedicated to his moronitude?
Wow, you must not get those Facebook invites.
Yeah, what stadia right. are being filled?
Have you ever been to one? They're fun.
Yeah.
I just came from the flood zone.
You just came?
Yeah. Nobody was laughing at me.
No, sir.
Oh, boy.
They all wanted the crazy preacher's food.
What a fucking asshole.
Right.
Nobody's laughing at me. They all want the crazy preacher's food.
God damn.
Wanted the crazy preacher's food.
Yeah, there's a picture of Lori.
Yeah.
Handing out packets of Lord knows what freeze-dried bullshit. Which, good for them that they're down there helping and giving this shit away.
They're promoting their own fucking shit, and it's gross. Why can't they give them good food? You know this stuff is shit.
Well, and good for them for doing it, but they're also breaking their necks, patting themselves on the back.
And it's still a giant advertisement.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the ultimate thing. Look at I told people that you should buy this shit and prepare.
And they're telling them that what I'm giving you for free isn't enough.
Yeah. Why not give it all up for free, Jim?
Why not? You're a man of God.
Why are you charging these people? Right.
Crazy preachers, food. And when the crisis comes, you people that are ready. Your kids that laughed at you won't laugh anymore.
That's right.
Mm. Oh, all you ancient people in the audience. There's a wow. Okay, so there is a group in the back. There's a number.
No, not a young.
There's
group.
Dinner theater style.
Oh,
in the
shit.
Front. There's 20 or 30 tables, and then behind that there's
yes.
theater seating. So there may be another 50 or 60 people in the back, but still not. Enough to make the applause sound that usually accompanies it. But
right.
I'm looking at a shot of the entire audience right now of the Jim Baker show.
Yes.
And I'm not exaggerating. I'm not trying to be funny. The average age has got to be 70.
Well, hey, listen, they need entertainment too. They got the Jim
Which
Baker
is fine,
show.
Yeah.
God damn. You know, guys, I mean, if you like, maybe try watching something else. Watch Kimmel. That's good. You don't have to watch a guy that's trying to sell you fucking survival
God,
shit.
It irritates me because, you know, these are people's.
And I want to tell you
something. These are people's grandparents.
Oh,
these are
yes.
people's parents and their kids. He's making a joke about it where he's like,
ooh.
Your kids who thought you were nuts. Your kids are like, don't spend your money on that bullshit. You spent $100 on a bucket of potatoes?
You guys are out of your fucking mind.
Well, I can use it to shit in if there's a disaster.
Put yourself in the shoes of one of somebody's kids that their parents are getting out of the credit card and they're just buying up all this powdered bullshit in a bucket. Could you imagine? Be like, please, don't buy any more of this shit. This is garbage. There's going to be mice running around it. It's disgusting.
Nobody's laughing at crazy Jim Baker anymore.
God.
Threat and the crisis come. You people that are ready, your kids that laughed at you won't laugh anymore.
That's right. Mm.
And I want to tell you something. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Wow. Oh, they cut it off. It sounds like there was a good wow.
Who is this? Who put the clip
Lori.
Up?
Right Wing Watch.
Right Wing Watch. You cut off Lori. I mean, you do such a good job of putting these clips and posting everything, but I implore you, we at Crab Diving implore you.
More Lori.
Don't cut off Lori. It would have taken no effort. I was cheated of a laugh.
Wow.
She must be on Xanax. That's what it's, you know, it's got to be Xanax.
It wouldn't be Faithless Friday with focusing on Christian Dick Holery.
Oh, yes.
Without a quick clip of the Pass the Salt show with Coach Dave Dobenmeyer.
What a piece of garbage.
The Google Hangout.
He's one of the worst ones.
Coach Dave is a guy who put up a big stink for a while. Ooh. That he wasn't able to get a job coaching in public schools.
Right.
Because he wants to ram Jesus into those boys' holes, whether
Hell
they want it
yeah.
or not.
Get ready, baby.
And he's being persecuted as a Christian that he can't pray with the boys of the public school.
God, how fucking creepy is that?
All I want to do is go into the locker room and give him Jesus in the shower.
Right. I just want to get dressed and get the fuck out of here before some wacko brings his fucking phone and he wants to do a Google Hangout with me and pray. God, what a dick. And then when he's not doing that, he's yelling at fucking Planned Parenthoods. He's yelling at women getting health care. He's garbage.
So, you know, Donald Trump and the Republicans and Washington are trying to come up with a budget.
Right.
How to spend the money.
Why don't you just light the country on fire, fuck nuts? Why not?
Coach Dave has an idea.
Boo. No, he doesn't.
Of how to allocate fundage.
Okay.
Evolution is fake science. It is not true.
Oh, God.
Have you noticed this? It's like global warming.
God, this.
What?
I'm trying not to rage.
Oh, my God.
Evolution is fake science. And for one reason and one reason only, because of the bullshit that is in their fucking book of myths.
But everything else on the planet, all science points to it. But because I believe in that, I'm the one that's stubborn. I'm the one not open to shit.
And then fucking Ken Ham, when he had that debate with Bill Nye, the science guy.
Oh, my God.
Was talking about their science, their scientists. And we've got scientists.
No.
A lot of scientists that believe the same thing we do.
No.
And, but he even admitted that their scientific method is, you see evidence of something.
Right.
Then Bible.
Right.
Then hypothesis. So you've got to run everything through your little fucking Bible filter to say, well, wait a second. This can't be 5 million years old. The earth is only 6,000.
But he doesn't see the lunacy in that.
And then you have to try to make the evidence before you
fit that.
Bend around your bullshit.
How scientific.
Or you just discount it altogether. It's Satan. Satan's trying to trick us.
Yes, but here's where they don't fuck with science. If they got cancer.
Some of them do.
Yeah, that's true.
The real extreme lunatics.
Yeah,
how many stories have we done of kids that have been allowed to die because of their fucking
big tumor.
Lunatic, extremist, crazy parents?
I'm going to pray it away.
Right.
Nuts.
Here's Coach Dave.
Science. It is not true. Now, have you noticed this? It's like global warming. They call me a evolution denier, global warming denier.
A cunt.
Yeah, we call you that.
Call me a evolution denier, global warming denier. And do you know how much government money goes into science research? And if you want to get a government grant, you have to make sure that the research that you do is going to support the positions of the government.
No. How about supporting the truth?
Science. It's science, you fuck.
Well, right.
You fuck.
Matt Dillahunty, atheist.
Yes. How many babies is
activist
he today?
Has said, great, his philosophy is that he wants to believe as many truthful things as possible and disbelieve as many false things as possible.
Right.
That's his philosophy in life.
Yes.
That's it.
Okay.
I think that's pretty good.
I love it. Kate, write that shit down.
No faith involved or necessary.
Yeah. I mean, you got to run everything through the filter of the Bible. Then why go to school?
Well, right.
Then why learn anything? I just learn the Bible. Because the Bible's going to negate anything else I learn.
And science corrects itself. That's what the morons love to point at. Well, what about when they thought bloodletting was good for... That was science. That was the book, you know, but that's the thing about science is...
Yes.
If somebody came out tomorrow
right.
with a peer-reviewed, proven theory or whatever
yes.
that totally disproved evolution, I don't know how they could.
Right.
Let's say they did.
Yes.
Here's your Nobel Prize.
Color me there, baby.
So
I believe in
how
science.
How does it behoove? This is what I don't understand. How I can understand the evil fossil fuel industry
yes.
being behind all of this.
Absolutely.
The climate denial. I right. don't understand the evolution. The only people behind the evolution bullshit are these assholes because it throws a wrench
yeah, in, the
in
party.
Their myth.
But they want to keep the party going.
Right.
You're going to take away their faith and their Jesus and all that shit? They're going to lose their fucking mind.
To support the positions of the government. Hmm. I would like to see the government do this. Why doesn't the government fund research into whether or not there is really a God?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I mean, no.
But.
Because you can't.
Where do we start?
You get into the philosophical.
Where do I start, though?
I don't want my tax money going to the philosophical.
And what scientist that's worth a shit are you going to get to sign on to that? Okay, I'm doing it. I got my beaker, my lab coat, I got a microscope. What do I start? What do I research?
And I would argue that since science has existed, they've been trying to prove there's a God.
A lot
of them. It would behoove many, 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 many of these people to prove there is a God. So
right.
you don't think if there was some kind of scientific proof
yes.
available that there is some entity, some deity,
yeah.
especially the Judeo-Christian beast of a
right.
God that they created.
And
don't you think that would have been found already?
And oddly enough, by the same logic, listen, if there was shenanigans about Hillary Clinton, they would have came out and she would be arrested at this point.
Yeah.
Right? Benghazi.
Into whether or not there is really a God. Wouldn't that be good? Let's dump a lot of money. Rather than dumping all this research into prove there isn't a God, let's dump some money into...
There's no research trying to prove there isn't a God. This is the false narrative that they have. Look at, they're doing research on climate change. They're fucking trying to prove there's no God.
No, they're not. They're trying to fucking save the planet,
well,
you
right.
dickbag. That's crazy.
Somebody got a grant studying some how fruit flies... change over time.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck? That's proven evolution. They're trying to prove there's no God.
You hate Jesus. I never thought about it like that. I never thought that people thought about it like that.
They do.
There's no
how,
God.
How can you wear the shawl of persecution the longest?
Oh, yeah. Look at me. I'm a victim.
If there isn't a God, let's dump some money into... Let's fund some scientists to do some research on to see if there is a God.
Yeah.
God damn, Dave.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah.
Good luck
ball.
With that.
Pay me. I'll do it. I'll research it. Where do I start?
Good luck with that.
He's like, get on your knees.
Yeah.
No, they probably tell you to pray. That's the only research. Pray and look at the Bible.
You'd see the evidence if you really wanted to.
I love
that one. All you have to do is open your heart. You're going to find Jesus.
They
say, read the Bible. I have several times. What part
Damn.
Would you like to discuss?
You read it?
Well, what?
You read the whole Bible several times.
A couple
that
of times.
That sucks. I tried reading it one time. It sucks.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's a horrible book.
It's and horrible. The God of the Old Testament is evil as fuck.
Right.
Is it mean, capricious, malevolent, jealous,
Bam.
Dickwad.
He's a dick.
And unworthy, certainly, of my worship.
And he's manipulative.
He's an asshole.
Whenever anything bad happens, it's mysterious.
If you love me, you'll kill your kid.
Yeah.
What?
And if I don't do it, I
gotta... Lord, you
gotta
kill your kid, or I'm not gonna believe you love me.
Yeah, and I gotta beg forgiveness all the time.
Okay, well, here you go. Sorry, son.
What
and
is
then,
that?
Okay, stop. Just right. kidding. I was just I was totally testing you. You didn't have to like almost stab him and shit.
What does that God say in Monty Python? Stop it. Stop praying. It's depressing.
Stop groveling. If there's one thing I can't stand, it's people groveling.
I love it.
It's like those miserable psalms. They're so depressing.
The psalms. That's got to be the... What's the worst part of the Bible?
Well, the begats.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Who had who? Who
but do you mean
yeah,
like horrible God? Well, I don't know. How about wiping out the entire planet with a flood?
Yeah, that sucks.
It's a little rough.
Why? Why do that?
How about leveling Sodom and Gomorrah? Because apparently there was some ass fuckery going on.
Ooh, yes. How about
which, by the way, there wasn't.
Right.
I don't believe there is scripture supporting
ass fuckery.
The current faux spin.
Yes.
That the reason Sodom and Gomorrah went down is because guys were fucking each other.
Oh yeah.
That's
shit.
It was just like general sin and debauchery. So then, I'm not sure that there may have been one line that says something about. You know, somebody's doing a little fingering.
But that doesn't make any
prostates
sense.
Prostates or something.
There's a song, there's a lyric about that.
And he went two knuckles deep.
Then how do the village people explain their fucking song then?
Well, right, because it's been bastard.
Cities with one man you can't trust.
Cities with one man you can't
trust. Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah. Cities full of hatred and lust.
Cities full of...
Squeal! Squeal!
How did they? What was it like? Were they just chilling somewhere in a bar lounge? You're like, hey, you know what? We should write a song about the Sodom and Gomorrah thing. I was just reading the Bible. Be a great disco thing. How the fuck did they think of that?
Did they write those songs?
Hell yeah! I don't know.
Did the members of the band? I don't even know.
Hey, if you're the construction worker, twat us. Let us know who the fuck wrote those songs.
Fear the construction.
Yeah.
So Dave Dobemeyer thinking that we should the hell with all that science research.
Dave, you make me want to believe in heaven so you can roast in hell, you fuck. What an asshole.
We got a few minutes left here on the big show. Thanks for joining us. We do this every goddamn weekday from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Coast.
That's right, Pat.
iTunes and Stitcher, and don't forget, please leave us good reviews, share us, spread the crabs.
Seriously, when you're driving around with your friends, you want to listen to something on the radio, fucking dial us up.
Here's one of these studies.
Yes.
And this is one of those where you're like, well, no fucking shit.
Yeah, yeah. Shocker.
With the results.
Right.
This is a 5-year study.
Is this good news?
No, it's like no fucking, no, it's something that produces a result where we're like, well, gee, knock me over with an ant fart.
Right. With an ant fart. God,
yes.
I thought you said ant farm.
No, farts.
Like, that might hurt. One of those glass farms, just chunk it at you. Cleanup's horrible.
A new 5-year study examining child sexual abuse in the Catholic Church.
God, wonderful. God
has found that the institution's celibacy requirement continues to be, quote, the major precipitating risk factor in abuse cases.
Wow, what a fucking shocker.
And that the church's, quote, deeply homophobic environment makes things even worse.
Guys, you're monsters.
Let them fuck.
Right.
Let them get
Please.
Married. Who cares?
What?
Let them let there be a sect or two that inexplicably doesn't want to ever do that, and let them take their little vows of chastity and rock on.
You know what I'd say?
Do not mandate it for the entire clergy. It's
mandate.
Bullshit.
You know what I would say? I would say, listen, you want to keep that celibacy thing in your church? Fine. You're going to pay taxes. You want to keep not paying taxes? Take the celibacy thing
regardless.
Out. Because
they should be paying taxes.
Well, I'm trying to protect the kids, you know? I mean, maybe the government should step in and say the celibacy thing. Look, do you think it's working? Do you think it's working? Or doing, what do you, it's so fucked up.
From the study, it says there was little doubt that mandatory celibacy has been a critical factor in the church's successful execution of its mandate to evangelize and found local churches across the world. But it cannot be claimed that the celibacy policy has been an unparalleled success. The issue is not celibacy, but mandatory celibacy.
This is crazy. Of course.
when you're forbidden from having a traditional outlet for sexual desires, and you're not even supposed to spank it.
Yeah, you can't even jack off.
No touching the little man in your boat, nuns.
Let me ask you something. You can't fuck. You can't jack off. What in the fuck was the point of God sending his only son to be poked to death on a fucking Bronze Age torture device? Then what was that for if you can't get your dick out? Honestly.
The mandatory celibacy rule, they say, leads to psychosexually immature identities sexual deprivation on the part of those priests and religious who have offended against children. So, I mean, these people are driven nuts.
Yeah. Insane. They start fucking kids. I mean,
that's not the only reason, they say.
Yes.
There are too many good priests and religious male and female who have successfully lived a faithful celibate life. However, it would seem that celibacy is the major precipitating risk factor for child sexual abuse when combined with other risk factors.
Don't you think at this point it sounds like that's like when people say, well, you know, there are a lot of good cops out there that don't shoot people to death. You know, it kind of sounds like that.
Institutional homophobia is part of the problem also.
Boo!
Which is interesting because frequently they're child molesters are going after the same sex.
Right. Is it not clear? Maybe it's not clear in the Catholic Church that it's a sin to rape a child.
Well, and you've got, especially in, I mean, maybe less so, hopefully, in this country because fewer people are joining the priesthood, but where they're spreading in the third world where people are uneducated, less and ignorant, celibacy might be attractive to someone who is a homosexual and self-loathing because they were brought up believing that they are evil and sinning because they're attracted to someone of the same sex. So they might say, I won't sin if I'm a priest.
God.
I won't sin if I'm a nun. I won't have to worry about this.
Why did the Catholic Church?
Maybe I'll be cleansed of this homosexual of these homosexual thoughts if I become a priest.
Why are they mind fucking people?
Well, right.
Why? Stop it.
Wheel.
The main conclusion is a combination of factors. Young and vulnerable kids were at risk in the presence of psychosexually immature, psychosexually maldeveloped, and sexually deprived and deeply frustrated male priests.
Oh, fuck.
Particularly those who had not satisfactorily resolved their own sexual identity.
Let him beat
off. So it's a cauldron of diddling.
Yeah. God.
That they're putting together. And then top it off with the crime.
Yes.
The crime. There should be people going to fucking
jail. Absolutely.
Popes should be going to jail for the systemic
cover-up. What do you think happens to kids when they get diddled?
Bullshit.
What do
Your
you
life
think?
Is ruined.
Of course.
God. Psychologically.
It's horrible. Fucked up.
Damn. Holy fucking shit. We got to go.
That's right, Pat.
We're going to be back next week. We got to go quickly. Thanks for joining us. Right after this is a brand new sparkling K-Voice if you're listening live. Don't forget, Ryan's on all over the social media at Rated R Comedy, or go to RatedRComedy.com. Find out where he's doing some comedy shit. So, some great comedy. Some great comedy.
Yes. Follow the Very Funny Patch Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We're out of here. Have a great fucking weekend, everybody.
R.I.P. Harry Dean Stanton.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Cities with one man you can trust.
Cities with one man.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.